have you both participated in the planning process, and how do you feel that it went? Was it stressful for you?
I did participate in the planning process. I went in for my initial interviews, and other than some incidents around having people say to me, well, we'll just fill out your confidentiality form in the foyer and issues like that, which I've actually complained about, so that's neither here nor there now, I guess, at this point. But, I guess it was just a whole lot of things that I just felt it was incredibly invasive questioning around, you know, my friends and family and who I had contact with and how often, and it wasn't really capturing anything that I felt that, you know, I really needed assistance with, and it wasn't really getting a sense, and it just felt like it was really invasive and really degrading, and I honestly don't know why that method of questioning was devised, and then basically to be told, you know, well, it's only what seemed necessary. Well, I don't think any of the questioning that they did really caught any of my needs, and I don't know how they could actually respond in, you know, deciding what was necessary and what my needs were from that.
Did you feel that the person themselves had a thorough understanding of blindness and vision impairment, or not really?
Ironically, no. I felt that I was sort of, you know, I mean, I'll give an example. I felt that, you know, I was discussing exercise options for myself. One of my requests was, well, the things that I felt were necessary for myself was a gym membership. Now, how that links in with disability is that because I'm a white cane user, I can't walk quickly. So one of my needs, I guess, for exercise, you know, is that my only real option is a gym membership. So that was one of the things that I felt was necessary to meet my needs. And I was basically harassed in the interview saying, well, why don't you get a guide dog? And, you know, are there any parks nearby which, you know, you could walk around in? And it's like, well, actually, a park would be the worst place for me to walk around in, because they're big, wide-open spaces are totally disorienting. And, I, you know, it's a life choice whether or not a person has a guide dog. I'm not a dog person. I'm well aware it's an option, but it wouldn't actually meet my needs, and it would be totally disempowering. And to have someone sort of going to me, oh, don't you like dogs and things like that, was just totally inappropriate, I felt, anyway.
And I guess this scheme was initially designed to allow people to have independent choice, to look at people's individual needs, so it sort of contradicts that in a sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I felt it did, yeah. I mean, it was disempowering, not empowering, and, you know, I have the ability, again, to think through my own options and decide what best meets my needs, and having someone who doesn't know me and doesn't have any idea trying to do that is not appropriate.
And Tracy, how about you? What was your experience of the planning process?
I found it to be a very stressful exercise. Like Marie, I found it very invasive. I didn't feel that the planner understood the issues associated with vision impairment. For example, when talking about getting a particular screen reader, I was asked how I would use that within my, I guess, daily, you know, activities. You know, I would have thought that would be something that a planner should be aware of, that a screen reader gives access to computers and, you know, potentially the internet, rada. So I really felt that the person that went through the planning process with me had a limited understanding of vision impairment. My biggest concern is around how the scheme is managing accessing mobility allowance. It was very down to the letter, where do you go, how often. Nobody else within society has to justify why and where they go. So that part of the planning process was quite a stressful exercise for myself.